Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Hello and welcome to the program. Dr. Knox Hagley talks to us about rheumatic fever on this edition of Healthline. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for joining us. Rheumatic fever is common worldwide and is responsible for many cases of damaged heart valves. The illness mainly affects children between ages 5 and 15.
It is the result of a sore throat by a particular germ called Streptococcus. For short, it is called strep throat. That sore throat in a child usually is quite severe, gives rise to fever, difficulty in swallowing. So unlike sore throats in adults, which are usually caused by a virus. And so sometimes parents are not particularly overtly concerned about the sore throat in the child, thinking it's the kind of sore throat he or she might have had before.
Chairman of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Knox Hagley. If strep throat is not treated, a child will be left to endure joint pains, fever, skin rash, changes in the brain, and ultimately changes in the heart.
There are three layers in the heart. Rheumatic fever can affect all three layers. It's probably most well known for its damage to the valves. It's the leading cause of valvular heart disease. And if a valve is damaged, it may either become too narrow or become incompetent because it is not remaining closed or shut when it should. And there are four valves in the heart which may be affected. And so what happens over a period of time when the damage of the valves has an impact, together the damage of the muscle, it may lead to deterioration in the heart function and even cardiac failure.
Majority of the surgical treatment of heart disease in children result from congenital and rheumatic heart disease. And in many cases, the problem can be prevented.
Here we're talking about rheumatic fever. First of all, it's to recognize that a sore throat in a child is a potentially serious problem. And so that child should be seen by the doctor as soon as possible. Secondly, if the diagnosis is made of a strep throat, recognize that the treatment, the antibiotic which is usually given, has to be given for at least 10 days. If that is done, rheumatic fever will be prevented.
Antibiotic may not be the end all, as a child may be at risk for recurrence after taking the medication.
The parents and the child are advised to take a monthly injection of an antibiotic, a penicillin antibiotic, and it lasts for 4 weeks. And once that is given, the level of antibiotic in the blood is sufficient to prevent the recurrence of the problem.
Chairman of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Knox Hagley. To learn more about rheumatic fever, contact the Heart Foundation of Jamaica at 929-3195, 926-4378, or the Ministry of Health at 967-1100. That's our program for today. Until next time, I am Camilla Guthrie.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hanno, Minister of Youth and Culture. There are times when the state has to exercise its responsibility and intervene in matters pertaining to our children. For the safety and protection of our children, part of that intervention might include the removal of a child from his or her home. It is never our intention to break up families. In fact, we believe that the home is the best environment for all children, and we try our best to ensure that children remain with their families. The care and protection of children is the responsibility of both parents. So let us work together to build strong families and loving homes.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.